This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and it is time for The Puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda.
So, Will, could you go over our challenge from last week again?
Yes, the challenge was to name a world capital whose letters can be rearranged to spell a popular and much-advertised drug. And the capital was Tripoli. You can rearrange those letters to spell Lipitor.
Almost 800 listeners figured that out. And our winner this week is Thad Beyer of Lafayette, California. He joins us by a smartphone app, so we have a nice clear line. Congratulations, Thad.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Will.
So, Thad, did you run to a map or a pharmacy first to figure out?
Well, you're right. I figured there were a lot fewer heavily advertised drugs than capitals, so I just started going through drugs and found Lipitor, which has a P in it, which is a pretty uncommon letter. They'd look for capitals with a P. And there you go.
What do you do in Lafayette, California?
I'm in the movie business. We do movie visual effects. Worked on recent movies like Transformers 3, doing stereo. And some of the first movies I worked on was Titanic.
And Will, have you seen any of these movies?
Well, of course, I've seen Titanic. How could you not love Titanic?
Transformers, that's a new
one. No, never saw that. That was just too loud.
And Thad, let's see if your movie magic helps you with solving puzzles. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Okay, Will, on to you.
All right, Thad and Linda, every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form of blank and blank. I'll give you the two missing words, each with a letter removed. You tell me the phrases. For example, if I said lot, L-O-T, and fund, F-U-N-D, you would say lost and found.
Okay.
All right, number one is bat, B-A-T, and witch, W-I-T-C-H.
Bait and switch.
That's it. Number two is fat, F-A-T, and lose, L-O-S-E.
Fast?
Uh-huh.
Fast and close?
No. You're right there.
That's so how you might play with the facts. You would play fast and...
Fast and loose.
Fast and loose with the faxes, right? Pint, P-I-N-T, and lick, L-I-C-K.
Point and click.
That's it. Cash. Cash, C-A-S-H, and bun, B-U-N.
Crash and burn.
That's it. Toot, T-O-O-T, and ale, A-I-L.
T-O-O-T. See, pale. Is the word letter in the middle?
No. Okay. It's at the end of one word and the start of the other.
Tooth and nail.
Tooth and nail, is it? Reed, R-E-A-D, and butte, B-U-T-T-E.
Wow.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter, is it? Here, H-E-A-R, and sol, S-O-L.
Heart and soul. Uh-huh. I looked at that movie, too.
Nice. Pen, P-E-N, and hut, H-U-T.
Open and shut.
Good. Ski, S-K-I, and ones, O-N-E-S.
Skin and bones.
That's it. Was, W-A-S, and war, W-A-R.
Wash and wear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tie. Tie, T-I-E, and gain, G-A-I-N.
Ooh, time and again, time and again.
That's it. Tars, T-A-R-S, and strips, S-T-R-I-P-S.
Stars and stripes.
That's an easy one. Sun, S-O-N, and Dane, D-A-N-E.
Song and dance.
That's it. And here's your last one, case, C-A-S-E. And deist, D-E-I-S-T.
Ooh, cease and desist.
Cease and desist. That, great job.
Very, very good.
That was fun.
For playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin with which to amaze your friends.
I will.
As well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Now, what is your public radio station?
It's KQED up here in San Francisco.
Thad Beyer of Lafayette, California, thank you very much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, we're ready for whatever it is you're going to stump us with for next week.
Well, let's see. The challenge comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. Think of something that the majority of adults buy. Two words, 10 letters in the first word, 9 letters in the second. It's a familiar phrase. And this phrase uses each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly twice. What familiar product is it? So again, something that the majority of adults buy. 10-9 is the enumeration. It's a familiar phrase. And this phrase uses each of the five vowels exactly twice. What familiar product is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. The deadline for entries is Thursday, September 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Linda.